Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Consider him as you run your race. Consider him who for the joy set before him. You know, I think that it's important that we know the great drama and brutality and horror of the cross for many, many reasons. But one of them is that we are meant to draw inspiration from it as we run our own race. Jesus ran the race you and I were just talking about before the break. He knew he was going to die and die horribly every day of his life. He was hunted every day of his life. And yet he loved. He held children. He walked in the woods. He loved on his friends. He enjoyed meals. He sat in homes and was feasted. I mean, his enemies actually said the guy drinks too much wine. He eats too much food. You know, I mean, so he could have a good time. And yet, he endured the cross and despised the shame, as it says in Hebrews. And so we are meant to draw reason and inspiration for living, and in fact, I think anointing for living, from the truth of Jesus and the truth of the cross.
So good. Well, describe the collision of the two kingdoms, you know, when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and there was a parade of another sort happening in another part of town. Talk about just that dynamic before we get to his actual flogging.
I love talking about this because it's something most people don't know. We all Palm Sunday, we all know that we're remembering Jesus processing in, so to speak, the eastern side of the city of Jerusalem. He's coming down the Mount of Olives. He's on a colt or a donkey, depending on how the word's translated. And he is sort of reminding us of the coronation of Solomon, who also rode in on a colt and was basically making an announcement as king. All that's wonderful. We wave palm branches. We remember. It's wonderful. But what we often don't know is that almost at exactly the same time, on the opposite side of the city, by tradition, the Roman governor, came into the city from the west. And he did it for two reasons. Part of it was he was giving lip service to honoring the Passover of the Jews, which is, of course, the celebration that was going on at the time. But the other reason is that when the Passover happened, the city of Jerusalem, which normally had, maybe 25,000 to 40,000 people in it, swelled up to 125,000. The Romans were afraid of an insurrection. So they marched extra troops into the city as though to say, no riots this week. Well, so you have the clash of two kingdoms. Pilate, of course, is that governor. He's leading lots of troops. And remember now, the Roman Empire is not just a political empire. It's a religious statement. The emperor is a god. He's called Savior. He's called Son of God. So Pilate is the representative of a religious system, and it's marching in the west side of Jerusalem to take control the very time that Jesus, on the opposite side of the city, is coming in, no troops necessarily, just his worshipers, and on a donkey, almost as though he's mocking. It's almost a mocking of the Roman show of power. And I think this is the great throwdown, as they say nowadays. This is the great challenge between the two kingdoms. Jesus is saying, soon the kingdom of this world, Rome, other kingdoms, are going to fall, and the kingdom of God has arrived, and here is her king. And he, of course, goes into the city, walks into the temple. All of that is meant to say, I'm here.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.